This is the Pageant Masterclass. I'm Ashley Williams Allen. Let's get started. Okay, it's pageant week. You've put in months of work preparing yourself for the competition. I would imagine you've done everything you can to get yourself in the best shape possible for every part of competition. You're ready. You know you're the winner. Now, you have to shift your focus and you have to fight to keep that mindset. Let me tell you, as a pageant contestant, one of the hardest parts of competing can oftentimes be just surviving pageant week. I can remember my first year at Miss South Carolina USA. I completely crumbled after preliminary night. I was so mentally and emotionally exhausted because comparison is the thief of joy. And although I went into that pageant confident I would be the winner, I started comparing myself to other girls and I wasn't. And this isn't just in pageants. Having worked in the entertainment industry for 20 years, I can tell you nothing kills an audition faster than an actor who's compared herself to everyone else in the waiting room and then walks in totally unsure of herself. Here's the thing. No matter how much work you've put in, no matter how prepared you are, if you get to pageant week and start judging yourself against the other girls, you will not be able to stay in a winner's mindset, and it could cost you the crown. It starts so easily. You get to the pageant, you feel great about yourself, and then all of a sudden, you hear rumbles and whispers, oh my gosh, everyone thinks that so-and-so is the favorite to win. And then this gets in your head. And then you start convincing yourself that, in fact, maybe the other girl will be the winner. Then all of a sudden, you're highlighting all the reasons why she should be the winner. And you're comparing yourself against her. And it makes you start to doubt yourself. And let me tell you what, if you want to win the pageant, that is a dangerous mental game to play because you can't win. As soon as you start comparing yourself and judging yourself against other contestants, you're going down a losing path. The reason is because, unfortunately, our minds are built to look for negative information. Now, this is an evolutionary thing that helps to keep us safe, but it doesn't benefit us in pageants because it means we have to work overtime to see and hold on to the good. And in a stressful situation like pageant week, this can be make or break. Anything can pull us into a negative mindset. A stumble during rehearsal, seeing someone else's evening gown, watching someone perform their talent, any little thing can start your mind down the trail of, I'm not good enough. Please, I am begging you, take those thoughts captive. Do not give in to them. Negative thoughts are like a tiny flame. Give it a little oxygen and you will watch it grow. And I promise you, venting about your fears and frustrations does not help. It compounds the negative perspective. Scientific research actually shows we have to work twice as hard to go from negative thinking to positive thinking. So you have to focus. You have to fight during pageant week to remain stayed on the good, to keep your winner's mindset. You've got to give life to the good thoughts and the positive thoughts. At the end of the day, no matter what happens, don't vent to your director, pageant coach, or best friend. The more you vent, the more you're going to focus on the fears and the negative, and the more it's going to grow. Fight for those good thoughts. Recount what was good about the day. The moments you felt like a queen, when you helped someone, when you cheered someone on, when you had a personal victory. Talk about those things. Keep reminding yourself that you are the winner. You are the queen. A really handy tip that may sound really cheesy, but is incredibly effective is to keep a gratitude journal. You keep it beside your bed, and when you wake up in the morning, you write 5 quick things that you're grateful for, and at night before you go to sleep, you write 5 good things that happened that day. It's small, and it may sound a little ridiculous, but I'm telling you, beginning and ending your day with gratitude is a complete game changer. We've got to keep you in the mindset of a queen, which means always being kind to yourself and also always being kind to other contestants. And let me tell you, kindness to other contestants can't be overstated. There are so many subtleties that show the judges that you are the right woman for the job. And those subtleties happen on stage in the in-between moments where the judges can watch you interact with others. We can tell so easily through contestant interaction who has a queen's attitude. It's obvious whether other contestants are genuinely happy and cheering for you when you're called as a finalist. And it's also obvious in the way that you react to other people who are being called to the top five or the top 15. It's subtle, but astute judges can tell a lot about what's happening on stage in between competitions. And all of that happens relationally with you and the other contestants. Throughout the week, if you're gracious and joyful and supporting the other women and inclusive to everybody, when your name gets called as a finalist, those girls are going to cheer for you. They're going to be so excited, and the judges will be able to see their genuine excitement for you. As a judge, I can tell you, it is so heartwarming when you see contestants cheering and genuinely excited when someone's name gets called to the top five. That camaraderie happens during pageant week. It happens when you walk into that pageant as the queen, when you're gracious and loving and kind and lifting the other girls up with genuine support because you're not there to compete, because you know mentally you're the winner. You don't have anything to prove. You don't need to be competitive with the other girls. That sort of competitive mean girl energy, it doesn't benefit them and it won't benefit you. So go into pageant week mentally prepared to be the winner. Okay, another portion of the pageant that speaks loudly to the judges is the opening number. Please practice the opening number. Obviously, this portion of the pageant isn't judged, but it's important to remember if a judge is rooting for you from your interview, they're going to be looking for you on stage. And there is nowhere to hide on stage. The judge's eyes will find you. And as a judge, it's extremely disappointing to see a girl you feel is a real contender for the crown only giving 20% in the opening number. Now, we aren't expecting everyone to be excellent dancers, but we are expecting every contestant to care enough to learn the routine and know the moves. And a true queen doesn't take herself too seriously and can have fun and bring great energy to any situation, even if it's doing something she's not good at. Okay. So when it comes to the judges, I hope that you've already done your due diligence. And I think it goes without saying, you need to research the judges. Who are they? What are they interested in? Read their bios. Search for them on social media and get an idea of who they are and what their interests are. This is going to help you gauge the types of interview questions they might ask you. It's also going to help you recognize if there's something that they're interested in that you know nothing about. Are they passionate about cancer research or funding for the arts, nutrition, supporting the homeless community, or food banks? If your judge has a passion, they may be interested in your thoughts on it. So think about it and really think through your answer. What are your thoughts on the various things they're passionate about? And what can they learn from you through your answer? Now, don't let this take up too much bandwidth during pageant week, but it's certainly something that can help you be prepared for questions you might not be anticipating. Okay, something else that's really important during pageant week is that you stay nourished. Please remember that staying nourished not only affects your body, it also affects your mind and your emotions. If you are severely depriving yourself of the nutrients that you need, you are not going to be able to think clearly. Now, sure, adrenaline might carry you through your interview, but it's not going to be your best and highest. If you're allowing your blood sugar to drop, you aren't going to be able to stay mentally sharp. You aren't going to be able to keep yourself in a positive mindset. And low blood sugar can significantly contribute to anxiety. I know there can be a lot of pressure to look great in your dress or perfect in fitness and swimsuit, but you have to have a winner's mindset that thinks longer term. Your goal is to show the judges that you are the complete package. And that includes, importantly, having a knockout interview, on-stage question, and talent, none of which are possible without your body staying nourished. Okay, I'll get off my soapbox on that one. The last thing I'll say is, please, during pageant week, make connections. One of the greatest benefits of participating in pageants is the incredible connections you can make. You are surrounded by some of the most dynamic women in your state. The women you're competing with are world changers and trailblazers. You are standing shoulder to shoulder with future leaders and lawmakers, great medical minds, scientific thinkers, and entrepreneurs. These are the women you want in your camp. So get to know them so you guys can change the world together. Okay, you've got this. You've done everything you can to prepare yourself for the pageant. Now it's time to fight and keep yourself mentally and emotionally prepared for that crown to be placed on your beautiful head. And if you need a little encouragement, you can bring yourself right back to this portion of the podcast and you can hear me say, you are wonderful. There is no one in the world like you. God knit you in the womb with a special intention that is meant for you and you alone. What is meant for you won't miss you. So go out there and show the judges who you are, because no one will wear that crown like you will. No one will make the impact that you can make. I want you to know I'm cheering for you. So go out there and show the judges you're the queen they're looking for.